All right, it's 95.9 The Fox. On July 20th, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, we've got Hailstorm coming with the Pretty Reckless, and I've got half of the founding members of Hailstorm with me right now. RJ Hale, how you doing, man?
That's a cool way to put it.
You've been in this band your whole life, right? I mean, your sister Lizzie and you started this at what? You guys were in like middle school?
I was 10.
10.
Yeah, 10 years
That's
old.
Awesome. That's awesome. And were you, were you already playing the drums, or was it one of those like, hey, I want to be in a band, so I'm just going to pick this instrument and go with it?
A little bit of both. Growing up, I was always kind of drawn towards the drummer because it looked like the most fun. You know, when you're an impressionable kid, you're just like, oh, that looks like fun. He gets to beat on stuff for a living. That looks awesome. My parents got me a drum kit when I was a kid just to get some of that natural ADD energy out.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad was a bass player, so we kind of started playing together. I actually started playing in church, doing the gospel thing for a couple, like when I was really young. And then when we decided to put a band together, we were like, okay, well, RJ got a drum set for Christmas, Lizzie got a little keyboard, Casio keyboard for Christmas, and Dad plays bass, so now we can at least form a band and start playing, you know, just playing coffee houses and bowling alleys, you know.
That's it.
You're literally how it started.
You're the Partridge Family at that point. You've got to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, even our mom was involved with, and she was actually our tour manager for years. And our dad went from bass player to sound guy to RV driver to dad. Now he's just full-time dad. And he's, you know, both of them are full-time mom and dad. So that's their only job now.
Love it. Well, we're excited to have you guys here, man. Now, you guys haven't been on the road a week yet, right? July 8th, you guys started this tour. How is it so far, man? How's the road treating you?
We just finished the third show total and the second show of this actual tour. Last night in, where were we? We were somewhere. we were Kansas City. That was it. Kansas Sweet. City. It's too early. Where's my coffee? yeah, Kansas City. Then before that was St. Louis, and that was awesome. And then I'm sorry, we had to stay off. I'm not even gonna attempt this. It's the third show. We know we're playing Indianapolis tomorrow.
nice. And so new album Back from the Dead. It's out right now, and it's the first album since 2020. It's called Back from the Dead. That can't be a coincidence, right? I mean, you know, even if it's not lyrically what the album's about, thematically, so much of that lockdown and coming back from having not been on the road must have been a huge part of this, right?
I mean, that it seeped its way into the writing, even like while we were working with Scott and putting these songs together and writing the, you know, coming up with themes for what to write about. It was just, we were all going through it. We were all feeling it. So, that was the song that we wrote where we were like, okay, I think the whole theme of the album is now coming together. You know, it is kind of a, we at least hoped that the album could be an outlet for those who were having a hard time, you know, with the way the current state of the world.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, you guys spend so much time on the road. I think I read that like the 250 days out of the year, you guys are out touring. So that had to be jarring to change, you know, the way that you've done your career this entire time. What was the writing and recording process like for this? How did it differ from albums past?
Well, I learned how to write over Zoom.
Nice.
You know, after doing writing sessions for years in person with other incredible songwriters, luckily I had built up enough relationships with a bunch of songwriters that I was like, hey, you want to hop on Zoom and just write? There's nothing else we can do. Might as well do something. And that was kind of how it was for several months. And then it all just kind of came together last minute. And we were literally recording the album up to the last day of October. We were supposed to go out with Evanescence like November 1st. And, come October 31st, Halloween, like we're still in the studio just wrapping up vocals and putting it together. And, you know, so it, I think that we are a band that works better under pressure, because when we had all the time in the world, an entire 8-10 months of lockdown, it took up until the very last day of before we had to go out on tour for us to like finish the album. So I guess it's just the way that we are, the way that we operate.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, I did lag there for a second, but
So that's also the world we live in now.
Well, exactly. I mean,
what did you miss?
Huh? Probably, you know what? I'm sure it was brilliant, but it's all
good. I'm rambling. No, it was nothing. nothing of importance, really.
Well, so it seems to have worked out for you, Lil. First singles off the album, Back from the Dead, title track, obviously, and The Steeple, both back-to-back number ones on the rock charts. That's got to feel good. That's got to feel gratifying.
Well, yeah, I was very, very thankful because you're right. That was a moment of uncertainty while we were writing the record. Now, we were lucky because a lot of bands, I have to point this out, that, you know, we actually really dodged a huge bullet because we were supposed to be off in 2020 anyway. Our album Cycle for Vicious wrapped in end of 2019. So we were supposed to be off. The only thing that happened to us was we had to push our recording back several months, but we didn't really skip that much of a beat. But still we were at a point of uncertainty. And when the album came out and it had such a positive response, it was like, whoo, okay, good. You know,
yeah.
Like wait, our entire, cause you know, you never know, you're off the radar for that long. Do people forget about you? Like, you know, are people going to even remember us when we finally actually do come? You know, it felt like forever.
Right. And I mean, you know, like you were just saying, you have to change the way that you work. You have to change the way that you do what's gotten you to this point already. So there is that fear, I'm sure, of, is it going to work doing it this way? Is it going to work when we're not kind of at that same pace that we're used to?
Yeah.
So the latest single, Wicked Ways, just came out right now. I was watching the video on YouTube and I, you know, I mean, of course, YouTube comment sections are the most brutal place in the entire world. But this one was overwhelmingly positive. And what I noticed that a lot of people kept saying was that it was a return to the old Hailstorm. They're like, oh, yeah, they're going hard like they used to back in the day. Did you guys intentionally think about like moving to a previous sound? Was there any like kind of intention behind that? Would you agree with the comment in the first place?
I wouldn't agree. Here's where I do agree. I agree that this album is the closest I think we've gotten to capturing our live energy. And I think, and I'm guessing that what they're talking about is like when the first time they came to see us back in 2000 early. And
right.
And they were like, whoa, like the energy is incredible. But the things that I used to hear all the time in that era, and it's been waning steadily every album cycle, is people coming up to me and saying like, oh my God, like, I like your record, but I really love you guys live. I really love that raw energy. Your record just sounds a little bit too polished, a little bit too clean. And I think it took both the combined genius of Nick Riskulenix, who is an incredible producer, Foo Fighters, Rush, Mastodon, Evanescence, like he's done everybody, Queens of the Stone. He's wow. Done so much, Alice in Chains. So many incredible sounding records. And then Scott Stevens, who has a really great ear for what's current. And I think that his idea was that like, hey, look, every time you guys go on the album, you have the same mission objective. It's leave a lot of space, play everything really simple, really dumb everything down. So that way we have a lot of space, a lot of air, and it doesn't sound cluttered and jumbled. And at the time that made sense. And we were also thinking, well, we're going to be playing arenas. We should play everything. We shouldn't play a whole lot of notes. We should keep it very spaced out.
Right.
Scott was like, no, let's do the opposite. Like, let's actually, you know, give this album some teeth. Like, let's go crazy. It was the first time in my career that a producer told me to play more, you know? So it was really kind of creatively fulfilling for me to get to actually play the style of playing that I've always wanted to play, which is just really, really crazy controlled chaos. So
I mean, it makes sense, man, especially nowadays, you know, live, you know, playing live and touring is where it all happens. I mean, you know, the records are obviously always going to be a part of our lives, but you know, the live show is what gets people to follow a band. It's what gets people to fall in love with the band. So yeah, I think you're right. I think people are hearing that, you know, early 2000s, oh my God, when I first went and saw them, this was the energy that I identified with.
Yeah,
of them so much.
And I think that we do feel recharged and rejuvenated. And I think that's a huge part of it. And you know, it's so funny how it all started was when I was writing with Scott Stevens. It was for another project called Chemical Fire that I'm doing with my friend Taylor from Lit. And I started sending him drum tracks and he was like, oh my God, like this drumming is crazy. Can you play this? And I was like, yeah, this is how I like to play. So he was like, we need this type of energy for Hailstorm. So he started throwing me curveballs. So it kind of snowballed into the crazy energy that you see now, and then combine that with our recharged energy hitting the stage and not taking it for granted. Like now we made our bed. Now we have to keep up with the energy from the album when we play live now. So we kind of, in a way, are playing like the way we used to play when we were in our early 20s.
I mean, that's awesome, though, because that's the energy you guys are going to be bringing to Bridgeport in a couple of weeks. That's what everybody's looking forward to. That's right. I wanted to ask. So the Pretty Reckless is going to be opening for you. Great band. They had to cancel a couple of shows recently because of a COVID. Someone got COVID, as it happens. They're going to be at Bridgeport, which is great news. But what is that like when that happens on the road? Because I know it happens in the studio, and we've got our ways of handling it, but it gets chaotic. What's it like when that happens out on the road?
Well, it happened like crazy on our last tour. On the last tour, we were touring with Mammoth, with Wolfie Van Halen, Stone Temple Pilots, and Blackstone Cherry, like three bands that I was a massive fan of and so stoked to be on the road with. And one by one, they started dropping off the tour. Mammoth left not because of COVID. He had prior engagements, but then Stone Temple Pilots got COVID, and then they had to jump off, and we were like, no. So it was just us and Blackstone Cherry. And then right before the very last show, Blackstone Cherry gets COVID, and we play the last show an evening with Hailstorm. No openers. We played like 2.5 hours. So we're kind of used to it by now, but it's still, and it also happened with Evanescence. We had to reschedule. We were like down to the last 5 shows of the Evanescence tour last winter. And then their camp got COVID. So we had to reschedule until January. And so it's like, I think that us bands and live promoters and venues and everybody and booking agents have now just accepted that that's the world we live in. And we're getting very efficient at being able to reschedule and make up things that get canceled. But, our mentality is like, well, I mean, it sucks that the Pretty Reckless isn't here. And, I feel bad for people who came wanting to see them, but the show must go on. So we're still going to go out there and give it our best.
Well, and we're happy that we're going to be having them back in Bridgeport. So that's always good.
I'm happy about that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I can't, all of these bands dropping off. You guys are like a reality show. You're like Survivor. It's like outwit, outlast. You've made it, man. I'm going to knock on wood now. Right.
Yeah.
But Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm with special guest, the Pretty Reckless, July 20th, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. RJ Hale from Hailstorm. Thank you so much, man.
Dude, thank you for having me. Technical issues and all, it's been a pleasure.